Book 17. Contending for a Soldier Fallen. In the midst of the great fight, the eye of Menelaus, dear to the war god, had seen Patroclus brought down by the Trojans. Now he came forward in his fiery bronze through clashing men to stand astride the body, protective as a heifer who has dropped her firstborn calf. She stands above it, lowing, never having known birth pangs before. So, over dead Patroclus, Menelaus planted his heels, with compact shield and spear thrust out to kill whoever might attack him. One whose heart leaped at Patroclus's fall was the son of Panthous, Euphorbus. Halting nearby, he said to Menelaus, "Son of Atreus, nobly bred, Lord Marshal, yield, leave the corpse. Give up his bloody gear. No Trojan hit Patroclus in the fight before I hit him. Let me have my glory back, or I'll take your sweet life with one blow." Hot with anger, red-haired Menelaus growled, "Father Zeus, this vanity and bragging offends the air. A lion or a leopard could not be so reckless, or a boar baleful with pounding fury in his ribcage. The sons of Panthous are bolder, more headlong than these." But youth and brawn brought no triumph or joy to Hyperenor when he sneered at me and fought me. Feeblest of all Danaans, he called me. Never on his own feet, I swear, did he return to gladden wife and kin. I and you, I'll break your fighting heart if you stand up to me. Give way! Don't challenge me. Get back into the ruck before something happens to you. Any fool can see a thing already done." The other took no heed, but answered, "Now, by God, you will give satisfaction for my brother, the man you killed, and boast of having killed, leaving his bride lonely in her new chamber, his parents harrowed by the loss. I might become a stay against their grief if I could put your head and shield and helm in Panthous's hands, in the fair hands of Phrontis. Come on, no more delay in fighting out the test of this. We'll see who holds his ground, who backs away." And at these words he struck the other's shield. The bronze point failed to break it, bending at impact on the hard plate. Then, in his turn, Menelaus made his lunge, calling on Zeus. The spearhead pierced the young man's throat at the pit as he was falling back, and Menelaus, with his heavy grip, drove it on straight through his tender neck.